making soccer news for insight that excels, for expert analytics. You better go somewhere else. Portland Bay Soccer Podcast. Enjoy it now, cause it probably won't last. Bitches poop, they cover it all. They'll discuss everything except football. Portland Vanity Soccer Podcast.
Welcome to episode 96, season 5, episode 7 of the Portland Vanity Soccer Podcast. Man, fuck Vancouver. My name is Jonathan, and I'm coming to you from Northeast Portland.
And my name is Josh, and I am coming to you from West Lynn, Oregon.
This is Greg in Northwest Portland. Coming up today, we have...
Come in!
Guys, I want to throw away our whole normal thing where we go over match by match and thing by thing, and let's just do a vibe check. Set.
Love it, Greg. Oh. Great idea.
Does that work for you?
A vibe check sounds oddly emotional.
So what I have written down on what's coming up is we suck. We're almost good. We're almost good. We really suck. We can be good. We're recording this two days after that whirlwind come from behind 3-3 draw against Sporting Kansas City, a week removed from the 3-2 loss to Vancouver, which was a similar late surge to almost steal some points on the road. It just didn't happen. Guys, we can't play soccer for 90 minutes.
No, we can't. And I just don't. Here's my biggest area of struggle with this entire team. Oh, wait, shit. Never mind. I took over where Josh was supposed to do the agenda. Josh, I'm sorry. Why don't you tell us about some of the things that you're feeling regarding the team?
Oh, no, you could talk away.
You sure?
You were getting on a roll. I'll just work myself into it.
I don't know what the deal is with our defense. And I, as someone who would defend Liam Ridgewell until I die, and even in my afterlife, I really don't know what to do with our team. It looks comical. I was really excited about Maxime Crépeau when he signed with the Timbers, and I'm like, this dude's going to be the shot stopper that we've always wanted. And it just looks like he's casually lost in a sea of bad defense, and like he's being hung out to dry, but some of those things he should be saving. And we've now had how many games with how many different starters at center back because we can't get our shit together.
Do you think, yeah, but he should be saving those if there's like someone trying to at least block it or push it in a direction so he knows where something's going. He's left out to dry.
Yeah.
And after how many years of this, do we really just say it's Liam's fault? He doesn't know what he's doing.
How dare you?
You know, this is like his third season?
Clearly, we've done some journalisms here. Liam Ridgewell has been with the Portland Timbers in perpetuity in our hearts since he won the cup.
I'm talking about when he's been a fucking defensive coach, you asshole.
What was it? Remember at the beginning of the season when somebody said, yeah, we practiced set pieces for like half an hour. That must have been the last time they practiced defending set pieces because.
No, they only practiced them for half an hour.
Yeah,
it was
and
a half hour
ever since.
On a hot day where like no one can stand around and do anything anyway. And
it was playing Sabutio.
Yeah, Sabutio. They were playing FIFA. It was pretty dope. And they gave up no set pieces during those matches. But. This is Miller hasn't looked amazing, and maybe I'm missing something in some of those games, but we've had Miller, McGraw, Miller, Arujo, Miller, Zuperich. We've had Zuperich, McGraw. We've had it's just there's so many different pairings so far. And like going into the season, I really thought the center back situation was settled. I was thinking, holy hell, this is going to be a good defense. And we're, as you know, Greg, you jokingly said, like, we're going to win the supporter shield, but we're probably going to give up a ton of goals. And I'm cool with, I guess, doing that. But damn, man, something else has to give. Mascara is – he's just – like he should switch positions and just play as a winger at this point.
Eric Miller's our best defender.
And he sucks.
I know.
I don't know. What was your takeaway from the Sporting Kansas City game? Watching those – or no, let's go to Vancouver, not like, you know, play-by-play, but McGraw looked like a lost child in a shopping mall whose, you know, dad abandoned him. So, Josh, kind of like what happened to you as a child.
Papa?
Zach has completely fallen off a cliff, and let's put in Dane's voicemail question here.
DBSP, I would like to discuss the dreadful drop-off of Zach McGraw. What the fuck happened? The wheels have come off this year on that man. He showed such promise. Anyway, do your journalisms on him. Good day.
Wow, thanks for the question, Dane.
Wow, Dane, you're the best. Dane.
I don't have actual journalisms for you, Dane. I don't, but... the best that I can think. What's so funny?
Just the way you just your brain is working.
The best, or my brain isn't working. The best that I can come up with is he finally felt like he locked down his starting spot. He got on to the Canadian national team, and maybe. I don't think this was a decision. I think all of our players go in there wanting to win and wanting to play hard, but maybe something subconsciously, he didn't feel like he was fighting for the position anymore and got settled. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's,
I don't know what he was thinking on that second goal against Vancouver when he just did that little no look flick right onto a wide open attacker at the top of the box instead of booting it up into the stands.
Do you guys remember that from Caleb Porter from when we played them and against Columbus? And he did that interview after the end of the game and then got fired, where he's like, just clear the fucking ball. If we clear the ball, that doesn't happen. And that's exactly what Zach McGraw should have done in that scenario.
If we're running into the same mistakes year after year after year after year after year, it's obviously not the players and it's not anything else. It's the coaching.
So you watch Zach's facial expressions during these last few matches and he's angry. He's frustrated. Looks like he's a little embarrassed at times, but it just looks like that. I mean, this is a bad analogy because he's not the best player on the team, but you ever see like a little kid's sport game and like there'll be one kid that's really, really good and the rest of the team sucks and that kid just like gets pissed and it's like, fine, I'll do everything myself. But that just makes him play worse because he's being overly aggressive. Yeah. I'm almost getting those vibes from Zach, except he's not the best player on the team. And I don't know what to do with it.
No, and it's my thing with Zach, and this is easy for me to say now because I didn't specifically say this in many episodes past, but I've mentioned it before in this podcast, but I never thought he was super amazing in general. By the way, everyone who can't see this, Greg just fucking made a sick vape cloud on camera. I was like, I don't know, that should be like a TikTok right there. You'd be a billionaire by tomorrow.
I wish there was some kind of sticker about that.
Yeah, like thick dads who vape for the Timbers Army. So I never thought he was specifically amazing. I always thought that Zuperich was our best overall defender. And when he fell out of the depth chart and like, again, like it just – Something is not clicking, and I don't know how I can say this out loud and feel good about it, but I think Josh is probably right about Liam. And
I like him. I don't want to get rid of him.
Yeah.
I wish he was like here forever and a great coach. But like, it's obviously there's something going on, because once it leaves defense, we become something. And that's where it's getting held up right now.
Well, it sometimes becomes something.
Okay, but a lot more than it used to.
Hey, we are scoring goals. I mean, we've scored 5 goals in the last 2 games. And what are you going to say, Greg?
Oh, we're tied for 2nd in the league for most goals.
Yeah, like.
And we're probably tied for 2nd in most goals allowed as well. I don't know that for a fact, but I do know we're 2nd in all of MLS for goals scored.
All right, I'm going to do some in-the-moment journalisms while you ladies figure out goals. Oh, are you saying the in the West, correct?
I thought it was all of MLS, but maybe it's just the West.
Oh, it's because I'm looking at 2023. Hold on.
ML West.
ML West. We are tied for 2nd with Vancouver and LA. We have... scored 14 goals and we have given up 14 goals. So we are tied for 2nd in goals scored and tied for 2nd in goals against. And it's that's, yep. Yeah.
I think we've only been shut out 1 game so far this year. Yeah, Houston, yeah. I think it's the only time we've been shut out so far.
So what, I mean, like, what would you propose that we do? Like, what's the answer?
Bench the entire back line and teach them a lesson.
So who's
cut their? Yeah,
Espria, I mean, that's what it's center back, right back, left back.
That's kind of what it sounds like when you listen to Neville when he does his pressers, and this has to get real old real fast. But he's coming into every presser basically saying the halftime speech is him telling everybody how badly they suck. And like, which, like, okay, like, tough love and all that, great, you know, and great coaches know when they have to do that, but why does he have to do it so many matches consecutively?
I wonder if it's a starting rumors of possible trading and or new people coming in just to put a fire under their butt, because if you look at like Espria, you know, like, he's being so vocal about everything because he's like wanting another contract. And when he comes in, he tries to like actually accomplish something. He's not just sitting around like he used to every other season. Yeah. And like, maybe if like we don't see like Mambiolo, does he even still play for us? Like, I haven't seen him in forever.
he's still on the payroll. I think it was 2018 or 2019? It was one of Gio's first couple years, and we got off to a shit start to the season. And we were giving up goals left and right. And Gio was like, fine, you don't want to defend. I'm going to make you defend. And he switched to the Christmas tree formation. Like, am I saying that that's going to solve all of our problems now? Probably not. We have a different team than back then. But just that putting the onus on the players to, fine, if you're not going to do it right, I'm going to put you in a situation where you have to do it right. And I'm going to make it harder on you to do everything else until you could do this.
So, I mean, back to what my question is. So in terms of fixing this, the transfer window for this first, when it closes April 23rd, do we double down and buy another defender and bring in someone like who's an MLS, you know, known quantity, who's a decent center back, and just spend the money?
Just an MLS veteran?
Yeah, MLS veteran. Like, someone who's
a workhorse?
But someone who's not like a bench player, but someone who can start and then do, you know, like, I don't know, maybe you could think of someone like a Bill Tuiloma, perhaps? I don't know.
One name.
Oh, I wonder what he's up to.
One name on the lineup sheet isn't going to fix this. This is the whole team. It's not just the back line. Yeah. It's front to back. It's a mentality. It's focus. It's the basics. Nobody's doing it. Nobody's pulling their weight. Injecting one name is not going to solve all the problems.
We played I'm trying to look up how we started, but I know we ended. Didn't we end with like a 3-4-3? And it seemed to work better.
If I'm Evander, and Evander got the armband against Sporting Kansas City, which really surprised me. What did you guys think?
I too was surprised, but Chara didn't play.
He played, but he didn't start. So
yeah, he came in.
I don't know who you pick.
But he should have gotten it when he came in.
I agree. I don't know who you pick instead of Evander, but I thought that was a really odd choice. But if I am Evander on this team, I am going to my back line and I am saying on match day, hey, if we have a clean sheet this coming match, I'm taking you all out for steak dinner. You know, that's what leaders in the locker room do. That's what the best played players on the team do. You gotta, maybe that's a little condescending. Maybe it's a little infantilizing, but what we've been doing isn't working.
I like the idea of management getting the people at Pizza Party. That's generally what they teach you to do in management school to make all your employees happy right before you fire them. So that that works.
All right.
I agree. It's like there has to be. Go back to what you first said. I also agree. It's weird that he ends up with the armband, Evander, just because he's a player who actively tried to leave during this off season, and that's like confirmed, not even a rumor. And then for him to be the next in line when he just it makes you miss. Why am I blanking on his name? Our beloved defender who left and went to Houston. He made patches with us. Zarek Valentin. Like, that's someone who should be wearing the armband and firing up the team and getting things going. And that person just doesn't exist on the pitch when Char is not on it. And even he borderline isn't that person. I don't know.
Yeah. Who's the leader of this team? Like, if you look at the whole lineup, like, it's Chara. But for how much longer?
Yeah.
You know, like, who's next?
Do we know why he didn't start?
Phil said it's just to conserve his energy.
Yeah, he said that we have a bunch of important games coming up, and he said he's still at 100%, but we want him to stay at 100%. So we'll just play him a little less here and there so he can come in and be something. So we started the match with a 4-2-3 and we ended with a 4-2-3, but we really didn't, because when Bravo came on, he played a little more in the middle.
4-2-3-1?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, don't make me.
There's always one in the back. You don't have to say that number.
No, that one.
We don't have two keepers.
That one is at the front, Josh.
That one is at the front.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's a striker. Yeah. Four in the back, two midfielders, three wingers. Yeah.
Well, three attackers and a striker.
Do the math. 4-4 is 8 plus 2 is 10, and then a keeper is 11.
4 plus 2 is 6.
There's always three numbers.
Plus 3 is 9, plus 1
plus
is 10.
Plus 1 is 10.
A fort? Oh, I'm stupid. But that's just stupid. Why would we ever play that formation
this
anyway?
This is gold.
I would still call that a 4-2-4.
Yeah. I mean, watching any of the game, our positioning is so fluid that even if we start out with a 4-2-3-1, Josh, then
I never call that one in the front. What the fuck? Stupid. That's the problem right there.
Oh, yeah.
We've been playing a man down this whole time. Oh God, I'm so stupid. What about a thanks for the info, Josh?
Thanks for the input, Josh.
Where is it? Sorry. Yeah. Here we go.
You can just add it.
Oh, it's not loading.
Oh,
that's weird. Oh,
well,
Josh, where do they reach us?
Okay, that's on me. I'm stupid. Sorry.
You're not stupid. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a little bit, because there's just a couple things I just want to throw out there. But back to this team. So, Greg, like, so you can't fix it with one person is what you're saying.
Yep.
So what do you do to fix it?
It's got to be in the locker room. It's got to be the mentality. Everybody's got to be bought in. Like, these are professional soccer players. They know how to defend. They know where to be. It's miscommunications, and their brains just turning off at times. That's killing them. It's like they just they need incentive to stay focused and be bought in.
So, what in my job, we talk about stuff like that, where it's like you want to have the right culture. You make the right hires, and when you hire the right people, the culture works together. And it's different backgrounds, different experiences. It's like, you know, whatever. But, you know, like the one test you ask yourself when you're hiring someone is like, do you want to be stuck in an airport for 9 hours with this person when your flight gets canceled? Not that you have to be their best friend, but can you work together? Is the vibe right? Like, are they a culture fit? And I just feel like a lot of the people that we've hired as players aren't the right culture fit for the organization. And maybe Phil can't fix that in, you know, one transfer window, and it's going to take him 3 or 4. But if you think Mourinho asked to get out last season, Zupric asked to get out last season, Evander asked to get out during the off season, Boley quit because he was like, y'all are crazy. Alias Ivicic quit. Look at what Sebastian Blanco was writing on Twitter, standing next to Alias Ivicic, like, you know, like, don't have a path in front of you full of traitors and all this stuff. And it's like if you get a bunch of shitty people in the same room, it's like, news alert, it's going to be shitty. And I just don't know. You can't fix that culture sometimes unless you clean fucking house. And that's the, you know, that's what I said this years ago when Ipswich Town did that, in when they were still in League One, and they realized that they couldn't fix it with a new signing. Like, and so they basically, of like the 30 people they had associated with their roster, they got rid of 26 of them and brought in a whole new team. All people bought into the vision of what they were trying to do. And it's like, I don't know what else to do with the Timbers. I mean, we're still early. We have had a better start this season than we've had in previous seasons. So it's like, keep an eye on like the long term. Like, it, we had a great opening few matches, so the ability is there. But if someone sucks, they have to go. And not sucks in terms of like on the field, but sucks in terms of off the field. And like, that's like, manage them out. Do what you need to do to get them out of there. But and I don't know what position that is. I don't know what level of tenure that player is, but it just, it's something. Yeah, it's not working. And I would advocate we have like 5 more games to see what happens, and then it's time to clean house.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. But like, I don't know, is it players, like,
or is it the coach,
or is it, is it coaching? Like, who knows? Because who's still there that I like? I don't even know the coaching staff. That's
journalism's.
I'm just happy I even know the name of the team.
Well, I mean, you clearly don't know the formations.
Oh my God. What was that all about? Let's not talk about that anymore.
So what our notes say is sack Ridgie, trade some players, Phil's pressers, and Miller's goal. So, I mean, I really feel like that's kind of what we're collectively saying, is something has to change. And again, like, we talked about it last year before Gio got sacked, and it was the gamble of how many more games does Gio have to right the ship? And I don't think Phil Neville is anywhere near a chopping block, but he's definitely out of position as the coach of this team to have to make some difficult decisions sitting there with Ned and what they're going to do operationally to fix this. And it's, the energy was so good in the beginning of the season. Everyone's excited. And now it's probably going to start to dwindle again in terms of, you know, people going to games, because it's like, if it's always just going to suck, then, you know, I have other things to do on my Saturday, like drugs. And I, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Are you guys going to go? Oh, sorry. You're going to say something, Greg?
Do drugs? I'm
disappointed in you, Jonathan, because I could do drugs and go to a match.
I know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I can. I'm so bad at mixing anything. It's like I can only do one thing in the moment really well.
What are you talking about? You drink all the time.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I can do that.
That's the only thing you do? Yeah. Like, anything else you're doing while you're drinking is just crap?
Well, I can't ever pay attention to the matches because I get too excited with friends, hanging out, standing up at the promenade. But if I added like one joint into that mixture, forget it. Like you'll find me asleep like in the bathroom curled up in the corner. And it's just it's a bad look.
Sounds like you just need to pick a different drug.
Yeah.
That's what
fair.
I'm saying.
That's fair. Maybe do some uppers and downers that are not weed.
Drugs are good and cool.
No, it's drugs are good. And if you do them, people think that you're cool.
That was a little caveat back to or a side tangent back to high school and someone in asking the gym teacher, you know, during health class about drugs. And he's like, I don't do them because they're probably really good. And
that's smart.
Yeah.
But he knows himself.
Yeah. That's probably a reason why I don't do drugs. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Like I am cautiously optimistic for this weekend, maybe a nice game at home on our beautiful, beautiful turf with the loud and proud Timbers Army cheering on the team. We'll beat LAFC, Josh's other.
Oh, I hope they bring. I hope they bring their huge supporters group and they walk down the street again like they did. Because little do they know we have that whole corner set up now.
Oh, I know, right? It's actually gonna be really fun.
Are we gonna dump buckets of water on them from the upstairs windows?
Get out of here!
Green paint.
Yeah.
Green gold paint.
Green and gold paint.
Yep.
Mirror.
Maybe some piss bags. I don't know.
Maybe.
Get some hooliganism going. Maybe that'll fire up the team and they'll be excited.
Well, speaking of that match, do we want to do some predictions about that match?
I would like to predict that my coworker is coming to town with her husband and two kids, and they are bringing a babysitter with them so that way we can go out and rage after the match. They're coming up from L.A., three of them are Timbers fans because of me, and the youngest child is now an LAFC fan because that's a jersey they happen to have in the house. So it's going to be nice. Gonna be really fun.
Cool beans.
All right. Greg, you're first for predictions.
We're doing predictions for LAFC already. LAFC is kind of garbage this year so far. I'm going to say we win 3-2.
Oh.
But we go down 2-0 in the first half and we get all three goals in the second.
In the last 5 minutes.
All right, Josh.
I'm next. I just think we're going to win 1-0. And yeah, but I think that 1-0 is coming at the
end. We spent half an hour talking about how terrible our defense is and you're predicting a clean sheet.
Because they all are going to listen to this podcast and they're going to turn it around.
It's that one striker up top that's going to make the difference.
I am going to go with a 4-3 win because I feel like Jonathan Rodriguez is getting his shit figured out and they're going to start vibing in the attacking play. And we're still going to give up a ton of goals, but I am very excited to see Hugo Lloris playing
I was about to say that.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see
How happy are you?
I'm pretty pumped. Hugo Lloris has played
So the question is, are you going to wear a Spurs jersey?
Fuck no. I'm wearing a Tim.
You are that douchebag. So I was assuming that's what you would do.
I even have a Lloris keeper kit as well, the orange one with the old HP logo on the front that I considered wearing. But I think Hugo Lloris is going to give up a penalty in this match. I think we're going to get a penalty. So I'm very excited to see him play. It is super cool, and I am I'm a little bit anxious. I might say sweet nothings to him when he's warming up on the pitch.
Are you going to squirt all over him?
Probably. And he was he was one of the players that was actually really funny. If you go back to the World Cup, where he didn't defend Qatar's laws against, you know, everything, and instead was like, if you know, those players came to France, we would expect them to respect our customs and traditions. And he got shit on all over, especially by the Jewish segment of the Tottenham supporters. But anyway, that's for another time. So the other match we should talk about is Timbers at Columbus. And the reason we want to talk about this is because we're throwing kind of a party on 420, and it's going to be a beer mongers. All the cool kids are going to be there, and everyone who listens to this podcast is looking for a place to go hang out. It will have stuff from 107 is there. The No Pity Van will be there. The membership team will be there. We may be doing some raffles and some goofing off. And a huge shout out to Sean at Beer Mongers for even pitching this idea and saying like, hey, we'd love to get 107ist involved and at the bar for a match. Why don't we have a good time and focus on increasing membership? So I was like, hey, Sean, that's a great idea. Hey, Imran, we agree. Let's do this. So it's happening. So April 20th for Timbers at Columbus, we will be going to Beer Mongers, unless, of course, you're going to the Riveters game, in which case you should do that. But if you're not, then come to Beer Mongers, hang out, get a beer, sign up for a 107ist membership, and goof off with us.
Or just buy one for your friend.
Yeah, or buy one for their friends.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
And then maybe Josh will take off his shirt and dance for a little bit.
I will let you play with my nipples if you buy a membership.
Okay, Greg, what's your prediction?
Columbus is still pretty good, although I haven't been following. Has anybody been following the drama with Cucho with Columbus?
No.
Now, I don't know what there is. I guess there's some drama. He got left off of the lineup one day, and then some reporters asked the coach after the match why he wasn't on the lineup, and then he was like, we just played a game. Why are you asking me about a player who wasn't even here? So...
Oh, I did hear about that.
Yeah, so there's some drama. I don't know what that drama's about, but maybe we'll find out. Columbus, pretty good away. I'm going to say it's a 2-2 draw. And I say that is a, if that happens, that is a well-earned point, and I won't be mad about it.
Oof. Okay. Even if it's a tie that feels like a loss, because we're winning 2-1 in 90 plus 4.
Against this Columbus team on the road, you got to be happy with a point.
Okay. Josh.
I will never say we lose when we do predictions, but I'm thinking it's going to be 1-1.
Again, for the low.
But in your heart, you think we're going to lose.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say that.
In my heart.
I think we will. Again, Columbus will get a point in the first half, and we will squeak one out in, like, this seems to be like our little MO at what we do now. You know, it's like everything is in the last 10 minutes.
When you said squeak one out, all I could just think about was a fart. And it made me really happy the way you said that. I think, you know what? I'm still high on us, even though the culture and the team clearly sucks. And I'm going for a 3-2 win. And
the culture, we have great culture.
You're right. I think Jonathan Rodriguez is going to get 2 assists and a goal.
Who's that?
I think he's like the new guy that came up from T2. I don't really remember. I think he plays in.
Oh, the homegrown player.
He plays as the player that you don't have to count in a 4-2-3.
They call him the next Farfan.
Oh, man. Hey, not sarcastically, one more quick fun shout out, which I'm really excited about. Two things. The new location is called
I don't know.
You don't know. Oh, it's called the Axe and Rose, and it's beautiful. The membership vote.
Who came up with that name?
The membership. Yeah. And the joke is, it sounds like you're saying Axl Rose, which is actually even funnier.
More like membership.
Membership.
Or membership.
You guys, if you could see the cameras here, Greg's face is just sitting there with kind of like, it's not resting bitch face, but it's
he
like.
He just wants to kill me for some reason.
It's like resting smirk face, but the smirk changes from B to S. It goes back and forth. It's like bitch to smirk, bitch to smirk. And it's actually quite nice. So thank you, Greg, for yet again devoting your time to editing this podcast that we all love and the fans demand.
Always, yeah. Always someone hates Josh. Yeah. I don't know.
The fans do love it. We're still getting like 800 listens every episode.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Even with how bad the last episode was, I'm shocked with those numbers.
It was awful.
What are you guys talking about? It was a great episode. It was one of the funniest ones in a long time because we had to bleep a bunch of shit out because we're out of control, and it made me laugh. So that's all that matters. I do this for ourselves, not for the fans. I would sell out in a minute if someone's like, "I'll give you $1 million to do something different." I'm like, "Sounds good to me," but I do this for me. Yeah, I'm selfish.
Yeah, we'll change it to an LAFC podcast in 2 minutes if we get sponsors.
Well, it's going to feel like an LAFC podcast because we're playing them twice in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Saturday the 13th, we are home against LAFC. Saturday the 20th, we're away at Columbus. And Saturday the 27th, we are away at LAFC.
Damn, Gina.
Go to that game.
Away.
Ooh, maybe I will. What day is that game, the 4/27? 27? Saturday. Oh, no, I can't. Saturday, because I have a concert on that Sunday.
You have a concert, like you're playing in one?
Yeah, because I'm always playing in concerts.
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, what do you mean you have a concert? Like, are you going?
A concert to go to.
What one?
I don't even remember the name.
It's because you don't want to say it because you're embarrassed. That's okay. Josh, what's the closing track?
Josh isn't playing a show, but I am.
Oh, wait. Greg, you're playing a show?
What? Wait. This is the first I'm hearing of this.
The very first time. Hey, everybody. My birthday is coming up in May. No one cares. I'm doing a show.
It's stupid.
For my birthday.
None of you are invited.
It's going to be on Saturday, May 11th, 7:30 p.m. at Mano Occulta on Southeast Pal. It used to be Twilight Cafe. And everyone's invited.
What kind of show are you playing?
I thought you said I wasn't invited.
Punk rock. We're playing punk rock.
Punk rock show?
Yeah.
Are you going to play our theme music live?
Oh, you know we have to.
Oh, that's right. That actually sounds like a lot of fun. Anyone who's there, we can all go sing it together on stage, right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm sure we have some talented listeners. So if there's a listener who plays guitar, a listener who plays bass, and a listener who plays drums and wants to learn our theme song, they can come up on stage and play it.
Yeah. Or
I play the skin flute. I could play that live on stage.
Yeah. So yeah, come to my party Saturday, May 11th, 7:30, Mano Occulta. Today's episode is brought to you by Westward Whiskey.
Ooh.
I've been sipping on their cider cask finish. They have a whiskey club that is free to join, and every quarter they will send you a nice bottle of Northwest Original Single Malt Whiskey.
Oh, cider cask rules.
It is delightful.
That's so nice.
What are the hints and notes in it? Is that a thing?
The nose resembles your mom.
Ooh, rubbing alcohol, perfect.
Oh, and
it tastes like ash. Yep.
And the finish has notes of kiss my ass.
Wow, that's so.
And that leads into the closing track that was chosen by me today. It's Wherever the Creeps Go by FYP, one of the best songs ever written.
Josh.
And that's it.
Where and how do they reach us?
Email portlandvanity@gmail.com. Phone number, leave a voicemail, 503-583-4235. Instagram, Portland Vanity, Twitter, PDX Vanity Soccer. We are now available on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, and everywhere else you choose to listen to podcasts. We also have a kick-ass playlist on Spotify. Search Radio Free PVSP. And now we are available on ChristianMingle.com. Ooh. It's ChristianMingle.com/PDX Vanity. Come go on a date with us.
What kind of date would it be?
A date for Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I'm done.
Did you just mute it? I think it worked. Yep.
God damn it, Brian May. You fucked the whole thing up.
I love Brian May, for the record. What a solid dude. And if anyone doesn't know who Brian May is, he's the one who has been recording and editing the 107 is podcast Onward.
He's got upper management written all over him. Hey, Margo, do you want to say something?
I'm trying to stop it. I don't know why it's still going. There we go.
Is it a
cat? And that's
it. A cat dog?
Ah, stop.
Yes.
Is that a full sugar root beer for a child? He's muted again. Whatever happened.
I'm trying.
It's a mini.
Okay.
I just thought you had freakishly large.
Oh my God, what's happening?
I wish. She can't hear.
No. I'm not touching it.
Hold on. Go.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
I don't care, stupid.
Oh! Man, Margo's gonna whoop your ass next time she sees you.
Look at her shirt. Show the shirt. Get closer.
What is it?
It says Taylor. It's Sailor Moon, but it says Taylor Moon, and it's Taylor Swift instead of Sailor Moon drawn into the characters.
Nice.
Pretty dope fly on the R&B tip, if you ask me.
Yeah. All right. So wait, Josh, you are not going to go to commie tonight?
No, I'm stuck with this.
Okay, that's fair. middle fingers in the back. Yeah. All right. All right, guys, I got to go.
Don't call an asshole. Okay.
Hey, Margo. Margo. She can't hear us. Can you hear us? Hey, Margo. Hey, Margo, remember that time that I scared you in the car? That was pretty awesome. Fortnite sucks!